Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, John Landecker, celebrating your hometown by taking a tour of Chicago and the Mile and what films have been shot there and about.
Yes.
And we're doing that with our guest in the studio, which is really cool, Pat McDonald, who's a tour guide and for the Chicago Film Tour. And I understand, well, you're an expert on Mile film history.
Yes.
And trivia.
Yes.
So I know, well, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, he said redundantly. So I'm just letting you run with this because I have no idea where you're headed. I mean, I certainly know some of the films that have been shot
right
around here, and I'm sure most of the people who listen know of the more of the high profile ones that get repeated over and over again. But I made a mistake.
You did?
Yes. When you were coming in, I knew you were coming in. I thought, well, I'm going to prepare for this. I'm going to go to the Chicago Film Office and find the movies filmed in Chicago.
Okay.
What a mistake that was.
Yes, there's a lot.
1896 to 2020.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Well, there used to be a movie studio here.
This used to be the Hollywood of the Midwest.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. An amazing era in that time because, you know, anybody with a camera and a dream could start a studio.
That's right.
You know, Hollywood wasn't the only location. It just became the location, mostly because of weather.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you can't shoot for X amount of months out of the year, although it doesn't seem to bother Dick York.
Dick York?
Isn't that the guy's name who does L.A. Law?
Oh,
you mean Dick Wolf?
What, Dick Wolf, not Dick York. Dick York
Dick
was on
York.
Bewitched. First Darren on Bewitched.
Yeah. Dick Wolf, right, with Chicago Med, Chicago
PD.
PD.
Chicago Fire.
Chicago Fire.
Big ones.
And they had those studios over on the west side. Right. Yeah.
CineSpace.
CineSpace,
I don't think it bothers Dick York either.
Because he's probably dead.
Yes, he is. Wow. Okay.
Oh, we're off and running now.
Yes, we are. So let's start off with the Drake Hotel.
Because okay.
That's iconic. And one of the things, and I don't know if you remember these, but and they play them on Turner Classic Movies a lot, but it's the James A. Fitzpatrick Travel Talks. Now, this was a guy who worked for MGM from 1934 to 1954. He went all around the world, and he created these little shorts that they'd show with the cartoon and the newsreel and all that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
So these are called James A. Fitzpatrick Travel Talks. In 1948, he made Chicago the Beautiful. So you can go to YouTube and see the Drake Hotel in 1948 in all its glory. And also a little shot of the water tower as we head down the Mag Mile. But I always started the tour when we were heading south toward the Drake with Somewhere in Time from 1980.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Reeve heads the wrong way as he's traveling to Michigan, but you get a beautiful view of the Drake Hotel. And then the underrated movie from 1993 called Hero with Dustin Hoffman and Andy Garcia. They sit on the ledge of the Drake Hotel.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Now, there's a very interesting story associated with them filming that scene. The director, Stephen Frears, said that when he came to the Drake, it was all crowded with cars. It turned out that Oprah Winfrey was doing a party for Michael Jordan that night. They were filming that scene, so they had to work all around that.
They had to work their scene around the
Oprah
Winfrey Michael Jordan party.
Correct.
Interesting.
And in the now shuttered Cape Cod restaurant in the Drake, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio carved their initials on the counter during their short marriage.
No kidding.
No kidding. They did part of their honeymoon at the Drake. So
wow,
MM and JD,
yeah,
that counter there.
I saw Princess Di stayed at the Drake, And there was a huge crowd around that.
Yes.
And I was across the street. I didn't know what was going on. So I thought nobody was making a movie, but they were making news. So I just stood there for a little bit. Oh, my God, there she is.
Wow, you saw her.
Yeah, I did.
And now she's dead. Just like Dick York.
I guess. I guess I get that effect on people. I don't know.
Okay. Moving along to the John Hancock Tower.
Oh, wow.
The most famous use of the Hancock, of course, was in the remake of The In-Laws. Now, did you see that in 2003?
Yes, I did.
Michael Douglas and Albert Brooks.
Yep, I love Albert Brooks.
Yeah, it's, you know, the original in 79 is great with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin, but they were able to create something new. I like the new one just as much because it's so weird.
It is.
And they take a header off the Hancock.
They sure do. They sure do.
They parachute to Federal Plaza now. And, of course, the Hancock is known for December 18, 1997. Do you know what happened that day to go thematic right now?
December 18th, 1997.
Yes.
No.
They discovered Mr. Farley in his Hancock apartment.
Oh, God, yeah. I saw him. I had seen him just a few days before that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Did you know the tavern Laurie's up on the north side on Diversey?
No.
I was sitting in Laurie's one day, and Farley comes in, and he's all sweating. He comes in to the bar. He orders two shots of Jaeger, and Laurie's sold cigarettes in those days and a couple packs of smokes. And he puts the Jaeger down. He takes both shots, waiting for the smokes. Smokes come. He throws down the bill and walks out. I don't know. Just stop. He was in a limo. Stop at that tavern. This is they have smokes.
Yeah.
So I think
he was a real talent. Unfortunately,
he was, an amazing talent.
Yeah.
So to the Water Tower Place and the pumping station, the most infamous scene in the Water Tower Place shopping center was the elevator seduction scene between Jacqueline Bisset and Andrew McCarthy in the famous 1983 movie Class.
Yeah. I'd like to have been the elevator on that one.
Now, Bisset was sold this film as a drama, but in pre-production, they changed it to a comedy right before they started shooting it. So
they must have had to renegotiate something along those lines. I mean, I don't know for sure, but that's usually the way all that stuff works.
But she told me that on the red carpet at the Chicago International Film Festival. How about
really?
That?
Yeah. Look at you.
Oh, yes. I'm the most famous unknown person in Chicago. All right. It's the Christmas season, John Records Landecker.
Yeah. And
so who can forget Fred Claus from 2007?
Not me.
In which Vince Vaughn is the infamous brother of the big guy, runs down Michigan Avenue being pursued by bell-ringing Santas. So in the early scene, the pumping station is the background, and no one died.
Thank God.
In that run.
Yes. Well, that would be very un-Claus-like.
I've always wondered, is Vince Vaughn originally from here or something? I know he loves Chicago.
He
but
used to have this $11 million place over on Oak Street or somewhere around there.
Didn't he have Hefsel pad? And
I don't know if he's from here or not, but he sure hung out here enough.
I think he is from the area, but I'd have to look up on Wikipedia, and it probably would be wrong. So
you never know.
Yes. So let's go to the Magnificent Mile itself in Rampage. This is recent.
Oh, my God. I almost watched that the other night. That's The Rock and this gigantic gorilla.
Exactly.
We could see it being filmed when we were still at Trib Tower. We were watching it being filmed one morning.
Did they have big green screens out there?
No, they just shot, you know, just the landscapes and stuff. They'll put it in later, you know, layer it in.
Yeah, I know.
But it was weird because it must have been maybe a Sunday morning, early on a Sunday morning, just not a single car like driving down Michigan.
I gotta watch that
right on the Mag Mile
sometime in the next couple of days. I almost hit it last night. It's either on Netflix or one of those things.
He's pursued down Michigan Avenue to the DeSable Bridge by a giant gorilla. And a crocodile.
Of course.
What? And a wolf.
Dick Wolf?
Dick Wolf. Exactly. He wanted him in Chicago elevator operators.
Let us take a break. And then more when we come back on 720 WGN.
I would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
Now, that's not one of the clips that usually gets played from the Blues Brothers, but I happen to like it because it goes into Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, which was originally done by Wilson Pickett, but that's not on the Mag Mile. John Landecker at 720 WGN. We're talking with Pat McDonald, who runs tours of when tours are available.
When tours are available,
yeah,
yes.
A tour guide at Chicago Film Tour, and obviously knows his Mag Mile and Chicago film history. So where are we now?
Well, let's go to Lower Wacker, since we just talked about the Blues Brothers, the famous chase under the...
Yes.
And, of course, The Dark Knight was under there as well.
Fury.
Wasn't
that the movie with...
Kurt Douglas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Lower Wacker?
They may have done a scene down there.
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
I think that was a lot of stuff at Old Chicago. Right, or maybe.
Well, I was at Michigan and Wacker working at the Stone Container Building at the time, and they were down below. So,
all right,
yeah.
So we come up to the street surface again to the Wrigley Building, and we have Call Northside 777.
Wow,
a legendary film with the great Jimmy Stewart. Film he did right after It's a Wonderful Life.
No kidding.
Yeah. So this, of course, this was made in the Hollywood days where most of the stuff was done in California studio, and they did it on location in Chicago. So there's a prominent scene in the Wrigley Building where he's a reporter for the Tribune. And he finds a key source at the Wrigley Building, a washerwoman janitor. And the film is what... It was one of the first filmed on location in Chicago, and this was before the Kennedy Expressway was built, so they went into those neighborhoods. So if you look at some key scenes in the movie, you can see in the background where some churches and some locations are, but there's no Kennedy Expressway. It's all neighborhoods.
Wow.
I know. It's a great one for seeing old Chicago.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis meets an informant in the Wrigley Plaza in Mercury Rising from 1990.
Yeah.
The informant is then killed in the movie right after that meeting.
And this kid apparently has the key to the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, that's a great one.
It is.
People love that one in the tour. So in the great underrated set in Chicago film Medium Cool from 1969, the lady in yellow, Verna Bloom, walks in the shadow of the Wrigley Building on her way to downtown and the protests. And Bloom later went on to play Dean Wormer's wife in Animal House. Memorably.
Yeah, I remember
her. Very memorably, yes.
I remember Dean Wormer's wife, you betcha.
A lot of guys did.
A lot of guys remember Dean Wormer's wife.
The original, I won't say the word.
Right.
we're on the family radio. The Michigan Avenue Bridge. Keanu Reeves alludes to Chicago police in Chain Reaction.
I like that movie.
1996 is a good one by Chicago director Andy Davis.
They're down at aren't they at the University of Chicago trying to find some sort of
Chain Reaction?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's running up the raised bridge, DuSable Bridge. And Davis took a week to film the sequence marred by a sudden sub-zero weather snap in the winter.
That'll do it.
Well, there's the proof that you don't shoot in Chicago in the winter.
Yeah.
And the bridge is crossed by Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines in Running Scared, 1986, on their way to the still under construction Thompson Center, which was sold this week.
And what a fine building they built.
Do you think that was in the final deed? You know, it's like, hey, you know, still under construction and Running Scared. So
that's right. And wait till you find out how ugly it is after you're done filming.
And wait till you have to heat it and air conditioning it. Okay. And let's go to the Wacker Drive area, the Royal Sonesta Hotel, a.k.a. Hotel 71. The penthouse was the headquarters of Bruce Wayne in The Dark Knight in 2008. Chicago has been used for both Gotham City and Metropolis.
It's a versatile town.
Man of Steel 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The Maria City Towers is a site for one of the most famous movie stunts in history. I'm sure you can guess this. The car that falls in the Chicago River in Steve McQueen's last film.
Yep.
The Hunter, 1980.
And that wasn't special effects.
No, sir.
That car went into the river.
A lot of interesting things about this. Six camera crews filmed the stunt, including one in a helicopter. They got it on the first take.
Well, I hope so, because if they don't, either they get another car or they got to go into the river and get the one that they...
They did eventually fish the car out of the river.
Well, that's nice.
And Allstate recreated the stunt for a commercial years later, and the environmental concerns to do it were millions of dollars.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So let's wrap this up with the classic movie theaters on the Magnificent Mile. Do you remember the Cinema Theater, sir? Corner of Michigan Avenue in Chicago from 1929 to 1981? The Cinema?
Michigan Avenue and Chicago?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the Esquire.
Yes.
The
McClure Court.
I love the McClure Court Theater.
Yes. Of course, the Watertower Place and the 900 North Theaters, they both, actually, the Watertower Place Theaters opened in the 1970s, closed in 2001, and the 900 North Theaters opened in 1989, closed in 2003.
Yeah.
The MC River East kind of took all the business from them.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
So great.
This could go on for quite a while.
This has been
we got to do it again.
True honor, sir. I'm a big fan. Oh, I hear you in my headphones now, and I heard you in 1970, whatever.
Thank you. And I'd love to have you back again. Excellent. And we can do some more of this.